The old man finally got up, said, "Where in the hell you been? I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." And then he took down an old dusty case and said, "Go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing." And then he said, "Good luck." There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face. And when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
Well, if that doesn't give you chills, folks, I don't know what will. That is a great song. Guy Clark's guitar. And this is the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Pleasure to be here with you this morning, as it is every Saturday morning. Today's show is going to be a good one. I know that for a fact because the Bone Collector's Nick Munt will stop by. Of course, Nick's going to be at the DU Sporting Expo, which takes place at the Gaylord Texan. It's coming up at the end of the month, folks. That's right, May 28th through the 30th. This is not an event just for waterfowlers. This is the event. I mean, there's something for everyone at the DU Sporting Expo. There's going to be famous outdoor personalities and experts on all manner of subjects dealing with the great outdoors. So make plans to come out there, say hi, and pick their brains. I'll be out there all 3 days, and I am looking forward to it. Let me tell you, it is going to be awesome. Also, the Duck Jam is going to happen that Friday night at Bass Pro Shops, and I know for a fact Roger Krager and Reckless Kelly will be a part of Friday's celebration, so make your plans accordingly. Moving right along here, I hope that everyone has had a wonderful week. I know that I have. I headed out with two buddies on Tuesday to do a little fishing on Lake Ray Roberts. We were after largemouth bass, of course, trying to catch the tail end of the spawn. We only boated three of them. All of those caught on a drop shot rigged up with dark-colored Cinco worms. Unfortunately, I am embarrassed to admit that I did not catch one of the three largemouths. We did catch a few sand bass, and those were caught on crankbaits, primarily medium-depth diving crankbaits in about 4 to 6 foot of water, and the colors ranging from white to blue. So good luck. Hope you have better luck than we did. Some of the bass are still up in their beds, so you haven't completely missed the spawn. And while it wasn't my best day fishing, you can't beat a day out on the water. It was still a lot of fun. A quick reminder, you cowboys out there, don't forget that tomorrow is Mother's Day. So whether you're going to go to church with mom or take her out to lunch or just get her some flowers, make it a special one for your mom. She deserves it. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Love you, Mom, and I will see you at lunch tomorrow. Maybe even church, if you're lucky. Moving right along this morning, let's go ahead and read our excerpt from the book Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, written by our fine Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens for Lone Star Outdoor News. This week's excerpt occurred in 2008, and it is titled, "And Up Walks Man's Best Friend." As Harris County game warden Derek Spitzer checked a group of duck hunters, their black lab was running around and disappeared. After a few minutes, the dog returned with a hen pintail and delivered it to Spitzer's hand. The bird put the group over the limit of pintails. One of the hunters admitted to hiding the bird as Spitzer drove up. All I can say is, that's a good doggy, and congratulations, you guys are a bunch of idiots. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Nick Munt about all them bones that he likes collecting. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. Forever, grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smokin' Tex. Smokin' Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokintex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokintex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my buddy Steve Pebley over at Cooper Lake Guide Service. Fabulous state parks and lodging combined with almost no fishing pressure or boat traffic has caused Cooper Lake to become one of the best hybrid and white bass destinations in Texas. With over a decade of experience on Cooper, Steve knows the lake like the back of his hand. So to learn lake info, see videos and pictures, and learn Steve's best hotspots and waypoints, go to www.cooperlakeguide.net. Or to book a one-of-a-kind fishing trip with my buddy Steve Pebley, call 214-240-0801. That's 214-240-0801.
In my days of floating down the Guadalupe River, I drink a cold case of Lone Star beer while my body shivers. At the end of the day, we stumble into the nearest bar. We hang our pictures on the wall so they think that we're stars. Are we stars? Oh, yeah.
Thanks for waking up with the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. I'm Cable Smith. Getting a little help there from Corey Morrow and Pat Green, two of your favorite range artists, as we hit full stride this morning. And we don't have any time to waste, as always seems to be the case each Saturday morning. We got to cram as much hunting and fishing talk into 1 hour as we possibly can. So let me go ahead and introduce my first guest, Nick Munt. You might know him from the Outdoor Channel, as he and Travis T-Bone Turner are the co-hosts of Michael Waddell's hit show, The Bone Collector. Nick, thanks for jumping on with us today.
You bet, man.
I'm assuming that you've been relatively busy lately chasing spring gobblers. Tell me about your spring turkey season. Did you get to do much hunting, or did you spend most of your time guiding?
I did a little bit of both. I went to, I started off in Nebraska, and myself and my girlfriend went down there and hunted with some friends of mine, and Callie Morris, world champion taxidermist, was down there, and we had a great hunt. We ended up killing, I think, like 14 or 15 birds in just a couple of days, and I got my girlfriend two really nice long beards, and we went up to South Dakota, and I shot a good long beard up there with my bow, and then went out to Wyoming and did a little guiding out there at 7J Outfitters, and we smacked them out there, too. I think we killed 21 in 3 days out there. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been rolling pretty good so far.
Yeah, I'd say so. Nick, your career as an outdoor personality actually began behind the camera. Whose idea was it for you to transition into on-screen personality, and how long were you a cameraman?
You know, I started at 7J Outfitters in Wyoming, and that's where I ended up meeting David Blanton. And all the while I was out there working, I always had my video camera with me. It always was sitting on the seat of my truck, or, you know, when I went with a client, I'd video their hunts. And so I got really good at running camera that way, just spending a lot of time in the field. And then when I had an opportunity to show David Blanton my footage, when they came hunting with us there for the first time, he really liked what I had, and, you know, and then offered me a position, you know, to run camera for Realtree. And so I did that. And I was there at Realtree for 9 years, and that's kind of how I met Michael through that whole deal, and, you know, getting to do a few appearances on his road trip show. But as far as the camera work, I mean, David Blanton was definitely the one that, you know, recruited me for Realtree and basically honed my skills there, I guess you could say.
Nick, yourself, Michael Waddell, and Travis T-Bone Turner all seem like really good friends on camera. What's the background of y'all's relationship, and talk about how the Bone Collector came about?
Okay, well, T-Bone and I both, you know, were members of Realtree. T-Bone was on their pro staff, you know, did a lot of stuff with Foxworthy and the Monster Buck videos. And you know, like I said, I got an opportunity to spend a lot of time with Michael through, you know, just running camera. And we kind of wanted, you know, to do something, you know, that meant a lot to people, that stood up for hunters' rights, you know, basically showed the culture of the hunter. And when Michael decided to go out on his own, he decided, you know, he was going to do something. He wanted T-Bone and I to be a big part of it. But, you know, we really all got to know each other at Realtree. And then when Michael decided to start Bone Collector, he asked T-Bone and I to help host it. And, man, it's just been unbelievable so far. You know, the three of us, when we're together, we get along so good. We just feed off each other. And I think our best shows are definitely when the three of us are all together in camp. I think those have the best ratings, those shows. And whether we're shooting does in Texas or, you know, after big deer in Iowa, you know, we just have a really good bond between all of us, and we're super friends, not only, you know, on the road, but, you know, when we're away from each other, we always keep in touch and, you know, let each other know what's going on too, because we are such good friends. But it's been great so far.
Well, the chemistry that you guys have is very obvious when we watch y'all on TV. Nick, I read on your blog, which you can check out at www.bonecollector.com, that you were only at home for about 8 days during this past fall and winter. Does being on the road so much ever take its toll on you guys? I mean, does hunting sometimes begin to feel more like a job and less like something you're just passionate about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and I think that's to be said with any career that anybody, you know, gets into. If it's something that they like, whether you're playing baseball or football or building houses or doing architecture or being a hunter, I mean, it ends up being work. And obviously not complaining, but, you know, we're gone a lot. Travis has a boy that's a 4-year-old, and Michael's got like 37 kids or something. I don't know. He's got a pile of them. I don't have any myself. My girlfriend's got a little boy, and I spend quite a bit of time with him. But it's tough on family life, you know, being gone so much. And it's not only in hunting season, because once the hunting season's over in the fall, we jump right in shows. You know, we've got the bow show and the shot show, and then we go to Harrisburg, and then National Wild Turkey Federation. Then you got all the Iowa, Wisconsin deer classics. You know, so it just goes right on through into the spring. Then we turkey hunt, and then, you know, right back into appearances and shows in the summer. And it's just a job that if you're not into traveling, you probably wouldn't like. Mm-hmm. And so it is a lot of work, and it's a lot of travel, but, man, I wouldn't change it for the world. It's a dream job for me, and it's taken me 15 years to get to this point, and I'm just so thankful to be able to, you know, do what I do and not have to punch into an office every day. Or, you know, I appreciate the guys that run jackhammers and work road construction. That's for dang sure. But
I know all about that. I did landscaping for an entire summer for one of our fine sponsors, actually, Malls on Landscape.
You know, I'm so blessed to get to do what I'm doing, so I'm, you know, really enjoying it.
Like you mentioned, you know, you guys sometimes are on the road for months on end during the season, and Is there ever a morning where it's hard for you to get out of your bunk or your sleeping bag or wherever when you want to just hit the snooze button? Because, you know, when I wake up and during hunting season, I can't wait to get into my blind or get out in the field. Does that excitement ever fade for you, or is it always there?
It is for me. I mean, I'm pumped up to get into a stand every single day. And, you know, before we said, I would think I only slept in my own bed maybe like 8 times from the last week in August all the way through about the 15th of January. And I never get sick of getting up and going hunting until maybe that very last hunt when you know it's the last one. And, you know, like this year we were in Ohio and it was like 20 below zero and it was cold and miserable. And, you know, we were seeing some does, but we weren't seeing any mature bucks. And those are sometimes the days when you know it's come to an end, but never in the middle of November, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped to get up every day pretty much. And, you know, I barely had any time off last year, and I'm still figuring out how I can squeeze into those times and get in hunting when I'm supposed to be having a day off.
Right.
So the sad part about it is when I take my day off, I want to do my hobby, which is hunting. So I never get sick of it.
Hunting trips seem to take you out of the country more frequently than Michael or T-Bone, and you seem to be the guy going to Canada and Africa on a regular basis. Why is that, and what is your favorite animal to hunt on those trips?
Well, the biggest reason for me why I enjoy it is I just like going and seeing other cultures and you know, learning about people that are in those camps. You know, one time I went on a trip to Canada, and I ended up just hanging out with those native guides the whole time, learned a bunch of stuff from them, and you know, I've been to Russia, got to spend time with guys over there that, you know, their culture hunting is a lot different than ours, and I've been to Pakistan and Africa. And seems like what always makes a trip is the people, and anytime you go to cool places like that, you just meet up with the neatest characters and, you know, just make friends that you may not ever have contact with them for several years, but as soon as you see them again, you know, you have some kind of a bond that you've made with those guys, and you've made an impression on them and they on you, and that just really goes a long way. And I think for me, the best part about it all is the people. You know, it's great to meet new and exciting people and just see how they, you know, in their culture, how they hunt and how they deal with stuff in the outdoors. So it's pretty cool. That's what I like the most about it.
Well, Nick, I couldn't agree with you more. As someone who has been fortunate enough to be a part of mission efforts in the beautiful Caribbean paradise that is the Dominican Republic, as well as traveling numerous times to the Amazon rainforest of Brazil, I can fully attest that there really isn't anything more educational than entrenching yourself in the primitive and sometimes primal nature of a foreign culture.
It is for me. I mean, I'm you know, really enjoying it.
Well, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from the Bone Collectors. Nick Munt, you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Well, she went and found a box of shells. Gonna take him straight to hell. There were tears on her face when her eyes turned black. Didn't know a 12 gauge would kick like that. But he's never gonna hit her again. He's never gonna hit her again. You can be real sure of a one thing, friend. He'll never ever hit her again.
All right, outdoorsmen, time you learned about WTHO. WTHO specializes in the best free-range low-fence and no-fence hunts in West Texas. In addition to spring turkey and monster audad, we're now booking for corporate and group whitetail hunts near El Dorado. We also feature premier hunts for javelina, mule deer, exotics, and mountain lions. Call Mike McKinney at 915-328-0645 to find out about early booking specials. That's 915-328-0645 or visit www.westtexashuntorg.com.
Come experience the beef jerky outlet by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland. We carry the best jerkies, 8 different flavors of Sunland peanut butter, and a wide range of hot sauces and delicious salsas. Ever tried deep-fried peanuts? They are so good you can eat the whole shell. We also have gourmet Wisconsin cheeses available to sample. You can also enjoy our edible crickets, worms, and scorpion suckers. So let the outdoorsman in you experience the beef jerky outlet for yourself. Check out our website at www.dallasjerky.com. Beef Jerky Outlet, located by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland.
The Wyo Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas's historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.wyoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about them on the range and get 15% off your meal. Wyo Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my family friend, Jerry Malzahn, over at Malzahn Landscape. Malzahn Landscape has been serving North Dallas, University Park, and Fort Worth for over 30 years and has done some of the finest landscapes in North Texas. Jerry currently has 200 beautiful specimens of red oaks, cedar elms, live oaks, and crepe myrtles that would make wonderful additions to any yard. For estate grounds maintenance or installation, call the premier landscape company in North Texas. The choice is simple, Malzahn Landscape. Call Jerry at 972-567-1950. That's 972-567-1950 today.
Hey, Captain Keith from The Wizard and Deadliest Catch. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. And I've still got Nick Munt of the Outdoor Channel's Bone Collector on the line, as Nick was nice enough to stick around through the break. Lots of questions still for you, Nick, and let's jump right back into it. Nick, you guys travel from hunt to hunt all over the country during the fall and winter months. And what I want to know is, when you get to a specific location, what determines where you'll set up your stand? Do the landowners provide you with the information, or do y'all actually have time to scout each location thoroughly enough to pick out the exact spot where you'll set up your stand?
Well, a lot of the places that we're going, some are outfitters, some are just friends that have property. And a lot of times what happens is we show up and there's stands set for us. So we'll go sit in a stand that's already set. And then, you know, if we have to, we can hone in from there. Cause I know a lot of times you get in a stand and you see the deer crossing a ridge over or a draw over, or, you know, maybe 30, 50 yards one way or another, and you got to adjust anyway. So a lot of those times people set up our stands, but, you know, we like to adjust, you know, when we get there, depending on the deer movements and stuff like that. But typically, if you're hunting with somebody that knows the lay of the land really good, you know, they've got you honed in. And not to say that, you know, we don't know what we're doing, but we're going on 6-day hunts. And if you've got to be somewhere to set your own stands and all that kind of stuff, you kind of run out of time. So, you know, we use a lot of outfitters and friends of ours to help us get it done. And, you know, we're really lucky because we get to hunt some really good ground. You know, there's a lot of people that I know of that live in the Northeast and the Southeast that, you know, have never killed a 130-inch buck, and they're great hunters. They just don't, you know, maybe have the quality and quantity as they have maybe like in the Midwest and Kansas or Iowa. And so that's to our advantage too. You know, we're getting to hunt some really great places.
Heck yeah, you do.
It's still hunting. I mean, it's never walk into camp, go get in a stand the first night and, you know, shoot one and you're done. I mean, it's always a tough hunt. Sometimes you kill them in the beginning. Sometimes you do it at the end. Sometimes not at all. But, yeah, a lot of times people kind of have that, you know, a little bit of a handle on what they think their deer are doing. And of course, you get into November, you never know where they're going to be, so you just got to spend time. So,
yeah, and that's pretty much what I figured. I know y'all don't get to spend as much time as you'd like in each location, as y'all are hard-pressed to get from hunt to hunt. Tell me how many hours of footage it takes to make one episode of Bone Collector.
I would say, you know, if there's two of us in camp, if there's two hunters, if it's me and T-Bone or me and Michael, I would say probably at least 20 hours to do, you know, 20 to 25 minutes of a show. I would say at least probably 20 hours, just because, you know, you get about an hour of footage on these tapes. Now everybody's kind of switching over to discs, you know, like, what do you call them? Like SD cards.
Uh-huh.
And so those are a little more labor intensive, I guess, because you got to clear everything all the time off your card and all that. But we're still ending up you know, coming out of there with, oh, I'd say at least 20 hours, you know, 10 hours per man, you know, and then they go ahead and just edit that all down. And there's a lot of stuff that gets left on the cutting room floor, a lot of good funny stuff, and you know, you can't get it all into one show. So.
Right. And how involved are you guys with the actual production?
Actually, absolutely none. I mean, we're out on the road just meeting people and promoting, and so we don't really have time to be in the studio. But I guess I'm not a very good editor at this point. I haven't done a lot of it. I've always just run camera, and there's always been guys that were editors, so they're really good at that. And while T-Bone and Michael and I are out hitting the pavement, you know, trying to promote Bone Collector. So,
Nick, do you ever get to hunt by yourself without a cameraman tagging along? I know for me personally, I have to get in the woods by myself just to keep my sanity.
You know, I do from time to time, but typically, even like if I'm taking my girlfriend or something like that, I always take the camera. And anymore, really, I don't go hunting on my own much anymore, just because I enjoy spending the time and sharing it with somebody so much more. I mean, when you're in the tree with somebody and you shoot a deer, even if you don't get it on camera, if you're hunting with somebody, it just seems like it's so much more rewarding, and you know, you can share that moment so much better with somebody than if you're by yourself. And I pretty much every time I go hunting, it's with somebody, and so I always bring my camera. I mean, I just enjoy video and stuff, and you know, all the stuff that you get captured, you look at it 10 years later, and it's pretty funny stuff. So I pretty much video all the hunts that I do.
Yeah, I guess it is always best to be rolling tape, since you never know what's going to happen out in the wild. How did y'all decide on the name Bone Collector? And do you think it could possibly send the wrong message to anti-hunting groups that would claim that you guys are only concerned with an animal's rack and aren't at all interested in actually harvesting the meat?
Well, Bone Collector came about. Michael was up at Thompson Center, and they were going to do a Michael Waddell, you know, signature series muzzleloader. But Michael didn't want to have his name on the muzzleloader. You know, he didn't want it to be the Michael Waddell signature series. He wanted to maybe have some more of a brand on it. So he was shooting that gun, that Triumph, and it was the new one with all the recoil system and everything in it. And he shot it, and it shot really well. And he looked at Greg Ritz, and he said, wow, this is going to be a real Bone Collector. And then both of those two, light went off in their eyes, and they started brainstorming and kind of came up with the name. So that's where that came from. As far as, you know, being something for PETA to prey on, I don't really worry too much about PETA, because in my heart I know that, you know, what we're doing is out here fighting for the culture of the hunter. You know, we're celebrating conservation. You know, there's so many hunters that commit dollars and time to conservation. It's not even funny. I mean, hunters are the largest group of conservationists in the whole world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's sad, really. PETA doesn't give a wooden nickel back to conservation.
And we're out here fighting. They don't see the good that the hunters do. And I mean, you know, it's just a fact that without hunters, the animals that we have to hunt in the United States today, there wouldn't be. And that goes for all around the world, in Asia and Africa and South America. I mean, there's hunters in the field that keep an eye on the animals, which keeps the poachers at bay. And without hunting in a lot of these countries, these animals would be extinct or on their way to extinction. And so hunters have such a huge part. So we don't really worry about that as far as the name. I think with what we do, people know that we're here, you know, as a support group, the brotherhood, so to speak, of people who are, you know, good, honest, hardworking people that love the outdoors and love to spend time with family. And it's more than just bringing home the bone. You know, there's a lot more to it than that.
Do you still get goosebumps each time that you draw back on an animal?
Oh, yeah, I get so pumped. I mean, it's just, for me, it's something that started when I was just a little kid, you know, and just the satisfaction of getting a job done and you know, just, I guess, being an animal, if it runs from you, try to get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just love it so much, and it's just such a big part of my life. I mean, there's not a day when I'm not hunting that goes by that I wish I was in the woods, and, you know, being in creation is pretty awesome thing. And I don't know, I'd have a pretty tough life if I couldn't go hunting.
I hear that, man. Like I said, you know, getting out in the woods is something that kind of helps me keep my sanity. Shifting gears here for a minute, how often do you have to pass on a trophy because of, say, a bad camera angle or low lighting conditions or other technical issues?
I've been pretty fortunate. You know, myself in front of the camera, when I think of right now, I really don't have an instance that I've had to wait on a shot. But when I was running the camera, it's kind of funny. T-Bone and I were out in Washington, D.C. last week, and Foxworthy and the blue collar guys were over in Fairfax, Virginia, which is real close there, and they wanted us to come over and see the show and BS a little bit. And So I was talking to Foxworthy, and one time I held him off a buck. I was videoing him in Texas, and a 155-inch 10-pointer came out, bred a doe, came and was, it took its time getting in, but finally got within rifle range, and it was just too dark, and it was kind of grainy on the camera, so I held Foxworthy off of that deer, and every time I see him now, he gives me crap about him not being able to shoot the largest buck of his life, so he gave me crap about that the other night, too, but really, it hasn't happened a lot. It hasn't happened very much, so we're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're visiting with the Bone Collector's Nick Munt of the Outdoor Channel. And Nick, I saw on your blog that you hunted whitetails in the Lone Star State this past October. Was that your first time hunting in Texas? And what is your favorite thing about visiting us down here?
I've been in Texas for years. When I was working at Realtree, we made several trips a year down there. And I make a couple trips a year to Texas now. Last year, we hunted with a good friend of mine, Scott Hall. He owns Concho Valley Outfitters. And he's got a really great operation. You know, feeds a lot of protein to his deer and takes good care of them. And then, of course, Vatoville, Steve Anderson, he's got an awesome place down there. And we really don't go there to shoot trophy deer. We go there to help him thin out his herd, you know. And I think two seasons ago, we killed 57 deer in 5 days. And then this past year, we were there for 3 days and we killed 28. So I like Texas. Yeah, it's a target-rich environment.
Yes, it is. And if you didn't notice, we are very proud of that fact. Nick, what is the most memorable hunt of your lifetime?
Definitely this past spring. My dad and I, we went to Russia through Corey Knowlton, who is from around Dallas. Corey is a consultant with the Hunting Consortium, and he puts guys on hunts all over the world, and I mean good ones. So my dad and I, through him, we went to Russia, and it's been a dream of my dad's forever to kill a big brown bear. And so we went over there. I had gone the year before and killed a 10-footer. So this past spring, in 09, we went over and my dad shot a great big one. And then very last day of the hunt, I shot a bear that was just a giant. And it was just, I mean, like a gift from God, because I tell you what, I didn't think I was going to get one, because I wanted my dad to get one before I did. So we hunted all the way through, and then I got mine on the very last day there. Just a hunt of a lifetime, not only to fulfill my dad's dream, but just to get over there. And I mean, I never thought I'd ever get to shoot one of these things, let alone two in 2 years. So it was just unbelievable. Just the greatest hunt I've ever been on.
No doubt, man. And actually, I think we can see pictures of that bear right there on your page of the Bone Collector website.
Yes, yep, be on there. And then I have a bunch of pictures on my Facebook, too, that are pretty neat.
It's a very impressive trophy, man, something you should be very proud of.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable how big those bears are and just how they live and where they live. I mean, they live 3/4 of the way around the world from here. It takes 4 days just to get there. And, you know, to be able to come home with one is just, it's amazing.
One of our listeners wanted me to ask you about Michael Waddell's 10th year turkey vest. Can you tell us about that gnarly thing?
Oh, I think, you know, that vest he's worn forever. And he just decided that there's a good friend down there in Georgia where he lives that has a pretty tough disease, and they're trying to raise money for him. So he decided to auction off that vest. And, man, there's been a lot of miles, and who knows how many long beards have been put in the back of that thing. And I'm not positive if they've completed that deal yet, but, I mean, I know he was just really happy to do it because he knew it was going to go to a good cause. And he's got a lot of memories and a lot of long beards in that vest, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's a pretty storied vest, I'd say. Probably more long beards have been in the back of that thing than I'll ever kill anyway. Nick, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you this morning, man.
I appreciate it a lot. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
And one other thing, Nick, I know Travis is going to be here for the big DU Sporting Expo that we'll be hosting here in North Texas at the end of May. Are you planning on making an appearance at the expo?
I'll be there as well. Yep, we'll be in the Outdoor Channel booth. And, yeah, you can come and see T-Bone and myself. We'll be there both, I think, Saturday and Sunday, I believe, is when we'll be there.
Awesome. I actually have the honor of emceeing the event, so I will be out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I look forward to seeing you out there, man.
Okay, cool, man. That's great. Sure appreciate you having me, and thanks to all our fans in Texas. We love Texas. Check out BoneCollector.com when you get a chance.
Yep. Do yourself a favor and check out thebonecollector.com. Also, mark on your calendar, May 28th through the 30th. It's the DU Sporting Expo. I'll be there, but more importantly, outdoor personalities like Nick and his buddy Travis, T-Bone Turner, are going to be there. It truly is a one-of-a-kind event celebrating the outdoor lifestyle. Y'all mark it on your calendars. Come out and see us. It's going to be an awesome time. Nick, we'll see you at the end of the month, man.
Okay. Thanks, bud. Take care.
Well, Nick sure seemed like a nice guy. And time really does seem to fly when you're having fun. So we've got to take a break. When we come back, Kevin Fowler joins the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Generally blowing all my hard-earned pay. Piano road blues, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be. For lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky-tonk heroes like me.
Largemouth bass are king in Texas, and that's why anglers are choosing Spittin' Fire Jigs. Check out our user-friendly website at www.spittinfirejigs.com to view an extensive selection of skirts that you can match with one of our detailed hybrid, wood, finesse, football, or screwball jig heads. The attention to detail and realistic eyes on our hybrid jig make it the most versatile jig in any angler's tackle box. To date, Spittin' Fire Jigs are responsible for landing 2 Texas Sharelunkers. Visit spittinfirejigs.com to order your go-to jig today. Spittin' Fire Jigs. Feel the fire.
The Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo is coming to the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Grapevine, May 28th through 30th. And everything outdoors will be there. Outdoor gear for ducks, whitetail, turkey, fishing, and more. Seminars from outdoor experts, wildlife art exhibits, retriever demonstrations, and much more. Free parking available. Be there May 28th through 30th at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center for the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo, sponsored by Heavy Shot and Ford Trucks. To learn more, visit expo.ducks.org.
Cable Smith here to tell every outdoorsman about Munster Natural Dog Foods. Munster Natural Dog Food is made up of a 5-grain balance of carbohydrates instead of just being made from 1 or 2 grains like other dog foods. Munster includes the necessary antioxidants and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids essential for your hunting buddy's health. Munster also has a full lineup of top-notch horse, fish, and deer feeds. So to locate a retailer near you, visit www.munstermilling.com. For my lab maverick, I choose the Texas tradition that's tried and true. Munster Natural Dog Foods.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff and a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at A&C Gun Safes. A&C is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. A&C Gun Safe specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
All right, guys and gals, spring turkey is finally here, and if you're like me, you're looking for a great way to show off that trophy gobbler. With a full line of turkey fan mounting kits, Texas European Mounts has you covered. From their traditional oak plaques to a truly Texan mesquite plaque, there's something for everyone. So whether you're a hobbyist or a full-time taxidermist, Texas European Mounts has what you need. Check them out at www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give them a call at 940-631-4334. That's www.texaseuropeanmounts.com.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Lord loves the drinking man. He sent honky-tonk angels to the promised land. I hear that he can turn the water.
All right, Texas, good morning. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. It's a pleasure to be here with you, as it is every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 9:30. A quick congratulations to Garrett Baird. He is our April Photo of the Month winner, and you can see him with that nice speckled trout that he caught. right there on my homepage at www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com as we give away a free subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News every month. So email me your best outdoor photos because if you haven't figured out yet, I have a soft spot for getting youngsters out in the outdoors. And typically, it seems like those have been winning every month. But in addition to a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News, each monthly winner is entered into our grand prize contest where we will be giving away a trophy, whitetail, or wild boar hunt at the end of the year. Email them to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Without further ado, it is now my distinct pleasure to introduce an outdoorsman who happens to moonlight as one of your favorite range artists, Mr. Kevin Fowler. Kevin, thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you very much. You're shocked that I'm up this early, aren't you?
Well, actually, Kevin, knowing you and the fact that you're on tour right now, yes, I am pleasantly surprised that you're waking up early with us right here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Heck yeah, I'll get up any time of day to talk about hunting and fishing, buddy. You know me.
Well, we do appreciate it. Things seem to be trucking right along for you, man. You're on the road, as usual, and have a new single out that debuted at number 15 on the Texas music chart this week. Talk about the new single, Pound Sign.
This single, Pound Sign, it's just a funny little song. You know, it's one of those songs that I knew it was a hit right off the bat. My kids started singing it over and over and over. I had it on the CD with a bunch of other stuff that I'd written, man. And man, they just kept gravitating towards it, man. And, you know, kids are the best judge of a song because, you know, they don't have anything in it. They don't care who produced it or who wrote it or they don't think about radio or anything. They just know a good song when they hear it. And I think it's going to be a big hit for us, man. This will be our first, you know, song that we've had on the national Billboard chart and everything. So it's exciting.
Heck yeah, it's exciting, man. You guys haven't released a full studio album since 2007's Bring It On. When can we expect the release of the new album?
This new one will be out late September, early October. You know, you'll be able to get some of it, like the single, some other stuff on iTunes starting next month. And, you know, I'm just slow. If you figure that out about me, one thing is I'm slow. So it'll be about 3 years between records. We've done a live recording between there, and we've done some other stuff, some free giveaways. But this will be our first, you know, full-length studio record in 3 years. So as you can see, I'm a little pokey.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to it, bud. Something that not everyone knows about you, Kevin, is that you were in a hard rock band in the early 90s. Talk about that experience and your transition into country music.
You know, I grew up on country music. You know, my dad's house, I wasn't on that long-haired hippie music allowed. It was all, you know, it was all Merle and George Jones on Saturday nights. It was hee-haw. And you know, I started out in country, but, you know, when you're in your teens, you really try to find your own music and, you know, you got to find some music that'll piss your parents off pretty much, you know. So, you know, pretty much everything I was playing back then was all rock and hard rock, you know, AC/DC and Van Halen.
Oh, my parents hated my Eazy-E and Metallica CDs. I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes they'd just disappear altogether.
As I got more heavily into songwriting, all the songs I was writing were country songs. All these rock bands I was playing, and they didn't want to do it. They were like, dude, those are country songs. Those are redneck songs. We can't play those, you know. So I just started demoing the songs, and I was trying to get people to cut the songs and, you know, trying to get outside cuts because other people record them. And, you know, the demos kind of turned into records, and the records kind of turned into gigs. And I never really set out to be a country singer. I think it just evolved really naturally. You know, it's kind of, I guess it's what I'm supposed to be doing.
I think I hear one of your little ones in the background with you. How old is she?
She is 3, and she's sitting here talking her head off today. So she's out running errands with Daddy. So we're talking to you from the Ford F-250 running around.
Nothing like a little father-daughter time on a Saturday morning. Kevin, we all know that you have a profound love for hunting and fishing. Heck, all you have to do is just listen to a couple of your songs to figure that out. Who's responsible for instilling that passion inside of you, and talk about its role in your upbringing?
You know, my dad, when I was growing up, he's a big bow hunter, you know, and I was born in May, and in September, you know, my parents had me up in Colorado for a bow hunt, you know, so I was just kind of growing up on it, you know, and everybody in my family's always hunted and fished, and it's always been a big family tradition, you know, with us, and I think you pass that on to your kids, you know, so, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm all girls, but, you know, about half of them, they love it, you know, they love to get out there in the outdoors just like I did, you know. I think it's big, it's very important for parents to, you know, to teach their kids about the outdoors and getting out and not just sitting in front of the TV playing Xbox all the time, but they can get out there and do some other stuff, you know.
How was this past hunting season for you? I mean, were you able to spend much time in the woods this year?
Man, you know, I shot my biggest deer I've ever shot with a bow this year, or with anything. I got a 187-inch deer with my bow, and
wow.
Lucky enough that Texas Trophy Hunters, their show on the Outdoor Channel was on hand to record it. So you can see it. It just aired their day on Outdoor Channel. I think it's going to go into reruns. Yeah, it was an awesome experience. I got my first pronghorn this year and first javelina. It was a good year for me, man. I got a lot of hunting in, which is pretty rare for me because, you know, it just happens to be that our busiest time of year is like September, October, you know, right during all the festival season, all the outdoor festivals are and everything. And that just happens to be right in the middle of bow season. So
right.
I was lucky enough this year I got to sneak in a lot of hunting, and it was a good year. Cannot complain at all.
Well, that pretty much segues into what I want to get into next, and that is we recently had Josh Abbott on the show, and he mentioned that you were supposed to appear on one of the tracks on his new record. I don't think Josh fully understood your dedication to hunting until you were a no-show for the recording date. All right, so let's get your side of the story on this deal.
I always put hunting above work or music, I got to tell you. You know, if I'm going bow hunting, you're going to have some. You're going to drag me away kicking and screaming if I'm going to cancel a hunt.
Yeah, well, I think Josh figured that out. What is your favorite part of Texas to hunt, Kevin?
Man, you know, I have a ranch out in the Hill Country, out near Junction, and then, man, I love just getting out there and bow hunting. And just, you know, the Hill Country has always been, you know, special to me. I love it out there. But that's one of the cool things, you know, about Texas. There's so many very different, you know, areas. You know, like I shot that big deer last year over in the Piney Woods in East Texas, you know, and then we go from Piney Woods all the way to, you know, to West Texas where I'm from, you know, up there in the High Plains where all they have are, you know, pronghorns and stuff, and then the Hill Country and then the plains. And, we have so many varied different, you know, ecoregions here that is awesome. You know, we encompass a lot of area. So that's a cool thing about it, about the diversity to me, where I can go down to the coast, man, and we can go red fishing, or we can go up the Panhandle and go after pronghorns. We can go to the Hill Country, go out to whitetail, or you can even, you know, anything you want. It's all here.
Yes, sir. And those resources and that diversity is why we're able to have an entire outdoor show dedicated to just the Lone Star State. It doesn't get any better than Texas, my friend. Kevin, I know that deer hunting is the thing you're most passionate about, but you mentioned that this year you had a chance to harvest a javelina and a pronghorn antelope. What other types of game do you enjoy pursuing?
Man, you know, the last few years, more than hunting, man, I really got into land management and wildlife management. You know, I bought this place over in New Junction and got it on the Texas Park and Wildlife on their MLD program, and I've got to where, man, I just really enjoy raising big deer. I think I'm getting weak in my old age. I got to where I don't even like to shoot my deer. I like to go shoot other people's big deer.
Right.
But, I've really gotten into the wildlife management aspect of it and the pond management. I have a 2-acre lake, and I love just growing big fish and letting the kids catch them and catch and release. And really, that eats up more of my time now than hunting and fishing. Is I've really gotten into where, you know, I'm loving the management. You know, my friends all tell me I'm a deer queer. Because all I think about is raising big deer, you know, and, you know, how do we habitat improvement and all that fun stuff. So a man's got to have a passion.
And, yeah, you are very involved with conservation. You've actually even been a spokesperson for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was a spokesperson, I guess, the year before last for their Nobody's Waterproof plan, or, you know, a boating safety thing. And last year we did some PSA, public service stuff with Texas Forest Service and Smokey Bear. And you know, I just try to stay involved with that and do a lot of work with the Texas Wildlife Association. It's a great association. If anybody's into hunting and fishing and Texas outdoors and land stewardship and all the things that make Texas great, these guys really are a great nonprofit that take kids hunting. They do a lot of stuff, hunters education, you know, especially bringing kids and, you know, the next generation into hunting and fishing you know, just land restoration, all kinds of great stuff that they're into. I'm a big believer in that. So I've gotten really involved in that over the last few years, doing fundraising with them and stuff. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Texas Wildlife Association, great organization. Actually, you can see the TWA logo and link right there on my homepage at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. Kevin, let's talk about your new homepage, kevinfowleroutdoors.com. Tell me a little bit about the new site and, you know, the inspiration behind that and what exactly you're doing there.
You know, that whole website really started because, you know, so many of our fans would hear that I was into hunting and fishing, and, you know, some kid would bring out a big picture of a catfish he caught, or some guy would bring back a picture of a big deer he shot, and I had all these pictures piling up. So, man, let's start a website where people can put them on there and put the site, all the, you know, all the trophy pictures on them and everything. And we started doing some hunts. This year we're trying to do the first hunt off the website where people can just go on there. Anybody can sign up, and we're going to do some hunts for charity and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. Just kevinfowleroutdoors.com. You can go on there. We're trying to get a chat board up. People can go on there and talk about, you know, different hunting stuff and outdoors things and all things that are Texas, you know, four-wheeling and all the above.
It really is a great site. Y'all be sure to check it out, kevinfowleroutdoors.com. Tell me about your most memorable hunting or fishing experience.
Man, fishing. You know, I think some of my best fishing experiences were when I was a kid, you know, when, you know, it wasn't ever about the size of fish, you know. Back then, you catch a stringer full of crappie, man, it was the best day of your year. You know, I look back on fishing when I was a kid, man, and just how much fun it was, you know, and going pond fishing, you know. That's what we did when I was a kid. All my relatives went to ponds in the land. We'd go out and go fishing, and I still try to turn my kids onto that, you know. We have a pond on our property now, and try to, you know, get them to enjoy it as much as I did. Getting out there in the open and catching some fish, man, it's good fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of my most fond memories growing up are when my brother and I and maybe a friend or two would just head down to the creek behind my parents' house, and we'd go down there and just load up on bluegills and crawdads, you know, with oftentimes just using a cane pole. Definitely some of my best childhood memories, though. Kevin, how much time do you actually get to spend fishing each year?
Man, not nearly as much as I want to. You know, I try to get down to the coast at least once a year and do a cast and blast. I love going down there. We can whack the ducks in the morning and, you know, go wade fishing for trout in the afternoon. It's just a really cool hunt. And I grew up hunting waterfowl in the Panhandle, so it really hits home. But I do as much fishing as I can, usually on our tanks and stuff. And it's really hard being on the road 200 days a year to work in, you know, as much hunting and fishing as you want to. But, well, anytime I can, I do.
You know, Kevin, it really doesn't get any better than the Texas Gulf Coast cast and blast, you know, whacking some ducks in the morning and wade fishing for redfish and trout in the afternoon. I love it. Changing gears here for a second for all the bow hunting junkies out there. Tell me about your rig. What are you shooting these days?
Oh, man, right now I'm shooting Matthews bows. And, you know, I've always been a compound shooter. My dad, he's a big traditional recurve shooter and everything, but, you know, I'm kid of the 80s where, you know, I really grew up, you know, shooting compounds and releases and everything. So, you know, I'm shooting releases, sights, and carbon arrows and the whole nine yards. And I never have gotten to the whole extendable broadhead thing. I just never have trusted them. So I'm still a guy, you know, shooting muzzies, you know.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'm old school in that way, but yeah, man, I'm a bow hunting fanatic. I keep a block target, you know, in one of the bays. The equipment bays on the bus, and usually have my bow on there about 6 months out of the year. And it's not very uncommon to come behind a Grand Central Station or Billy Bob's somewhere and see me out there shooting my bow. People think, really, man, what's that redneck doing out there shooting a bow behind this bar?
Oh, man. Kevin, are there any hunts that are on your bucket list that you're going to try to knock out sometime in the near future?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was just talking about this. One thing is on my list. Before I die, is take a Rocky Mountain free-ranging, raging in the rut elk, bull elk, you know, with my bow up in the mountains. You know, I've gone three times and never even drawn on one. Cause, you know, each time, you know, I've had them, you know, with a gun, it would have been an easy hunt, you know, 100 yards, 80 yards, those kind of things. And it's such, you know, bow hunting is such a close up, you know, in-your-face and personal thing that it'd be really close. So, you know, mm-hmm. I haven't got her done yet, but it is on the list. It's not from lack of effort. And I was just talking about this because the record release is going to be towards the end of September. And I was like, well, I wonder if I can get that in and still work in my elk hunt this year, you know. That is definitely right at the top, you know. How great would that be to shoot that or a caribou? You know, I'd really like to go up north and shoot a caribou sometime with my bow. That'd be really nice.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing a picture of a massive bull elk on Kevin Fowler Outdoors coming up this fall. Kevin, some of our listeners wanted me to propose a couple titles for future songs, and I think all outdoorsmen can relate to these titles. One of them is My Wife Loves My Bird Dog More Than Me, or another choice, She Plays Second Fiddle During the Fall. So what do you say, man? Can you help us outdoorsmen out by explaining the what is what to our wives or girlfriends in the form of a song?
All of the above. Those are all good ones. Who came up with those?
Those are from a couple guys off the Texas Hunting Forum.
Very nice, you know. I always love Brad Paisley's song, you know, I'm Gonna Miss Her. And they're talking about his wife's song, he's got to choose between fishing or her, you know, they're gonna miss her. Kind of story of my life.
Right on, man. Well, Kevin, it's really been a treat visiting with you this morning. Everybody check out the new single Pound Sign. I'm sure you'll hear it right here on the range. Also, go to KevinFowlerOutdoors.com. Lots of good stuff on there. We're looking forward to the new album, man, and I really appreciate it this morning.
Thank you very much for letting me come on and harass your listener for a little bit, and I hope everybody has a great hunting season this year and keep on helping to spread the outdoor tradition.
Big round of applause there for outdoorsman, conservationist, and musician Kevin Fowler. We are about out of time for this morning's presentation. Couple of reminders, though. If you ever miss a show or a specific segment that you're really interested in, or you have a buddy who you think, man, that's right up his alley, or hers for that matter, as we know there are lots of Southern Belles and good-looking cowgirls that like to hunt and fish here in the Lone Star State. Anyway, you can check that out every Monday as I add the latest show to my website, www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. There's also a concert calendar for you right there on the homepage so that you'll be aware when your favorite range artist is rolling through your neck of the woods. Thanks to both Nick Munt from the Outdoor Channel's Bone Collector and, of course, Kevin Fowler for being our guest this morning. And I am pleased to announce that next week, Lee and Tiffany Lukoski will be on the show. You might know them from the Outdoor Channel's hit show, The Crush, with Lee and Tiffany. They'll be our guest next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Actually, a very special thanks to all of our sponsors this morning, because without them, this show does not happen. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Baby, I bring Texas to you.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting! Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Largemouth bass fishing on Lake Fork is a Texas tradition, and Tim Walker of Tim Walker's Guide Service has been guiding on Lake Fork for over a decade. He can put you on a trophy largemouth or a full stringer of crappie. He also offers night trips on Fork and summertime stripers and hybrids in Lake Tawakin. Stop by his Lake Fork bait shop located at 5190 North FM 17 and say hello, or check out the website at timwalkersguideservice.com. For the fishing trip you won't soon forget, give Tim a call at 817-999-7876.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com, or call 940-391-3669 today.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at mostackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.mostackleshop.com.
Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all five Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and ling cod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials.